Chapter 3. The last time he saw Piper Walsh, she poured a pitcher of water in his lap. Of course, he might have implied she was a bimbo. Fine, no might about it, he did say something to that effect. It wasn't his finest moment, but his sister's involvement with North Callahan had colored his behavior at the time. Could anyone blame him? He'd been pretty sure his sister was infatuated with the convicted killer living next door to her. Even worse, he suspected the convicted killer was taking advantage of her infatuation of him. He'd gone to Joe's to simply question North Callahan and maybe intimidate him. As the sheriff, as a brother, whatever worked. When he'd seen Callahan talking to Piper Walsh, he had assumed the two of them had history. He even thought that maybe their history wasn't history and more like current events. Understandably, he didn't like the idea of his sister getting played by a felon who kept a piece on the side. So yeah, he and Piper Walsh might have gotten off on the wrong foot. However, he was still a lawman. Most people respected a badge and what it represented. Not her, though. In the flash of her dark eyes, that was instantly evident. But then what could he expect? She had a brother in prison and a handful of uncles in lockup, too. Her old man had died in prison after getting 5 to 10 for armed robbery, repeat offender. And let's not forget the mother, who killed herself and almost killed a family of four when she decided to drive after boozing it up. Yeah, he knew all about Piper Walsh. The day she dumped water on him, he made a point to find out her story. He told himself it was because, at the time, he distrusted North Callahan. He knew the guy was getting close to his sister, closer than he or his father liked, and he wanted to know everything he could about the guy, and that included his relationship with one troublemaking stripper. But he'd been wrong, at least about Callahan. It seemed the guy loved his sister, and Piper Walsh wasn't one of his playthings on the side. She and North were just friends, brought together by Piper's brother, who had served time with Callahan. He didn't think, however, he'd been wrong in his estimation of Piper. She stared back at him with her eyes burning her dislike of him, chin high. She didn't project the slightest deference as someone in her position might do, as someone should do. She was a tiny, pain-in-the-ass package of trouble. Doris had called all the parents some time ago. Piper was the last to arrive to pick up her kid. Clearly, she was a questionable role model for the girl. If that made him a judgy...